and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Tuesday of the 16th week in Ordinary Time, and from Jamaica, we hear from Father Martin Badenhorst, who works at St. Michael's Seminary in Kingston. The title of his preaching today is Gathering a Community of Service.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus was speaking to the crowds when his mother and his brothers appeared. They were standing outside and were anxious to have a word with him. But to the man who told him this, Jesus replied, "Who is my mother? Who are my brothers?" And stretching out his hand towards his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Anyone who does the will of my Father in heaven, he is my brother and sister and mother." The Gospel of the Lord. This encounter caps a series of conflicts between Jesus and various religious authorities in the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus' ongoing conflict with the religious heavies would lead to his immediate family being concerned about his well-being. Jesus takes the opportunity to overturn the authority of those religious worthies. The tendency of religious authority in any age is to build zones of exclusion and a judgment. One could argue that such things are necessary for identity and protecting core values. When identity and protecting core values diminishes people, excludes without attempting to understand, and wounds with no intention to heal, we have a problem. Our first reading today contained words of comfort from the prophet Micah, who brought both words of warning and of comfort in a time of huge political turmoil near the end of the 8th century BC. He calls out and names the sins of the kingdoms of Israel and Judah, and having uttered dire challenges, he also assures that no matter how badly we mess up, God, the Good Shepherd, will gather, heal, and unite. Whereas the religious worthies sought to punish and exclude anyone they disagreed with, Jesus faces the threat by including, by gathering and forming a new community of divine service. Jesus is not rejecting his own family, he is expanding that family. He faces their concerns with inclusion, with expansion, with the embrace of the more than. Jesus' expansion of belonging, of family, is carried through the rest of the Gospel. Last Sunday we heard from the very next chapter which follows today's Gospel. The kingdom of God is likened to growing things, expanding shrubs, expanding dough, which nourishes more than the initial measure of flour would seem to indicate. Jesus does not compare the kingdom of God to a locked fortress. Dynamism, growth, belonging and inclusion mark the kingdom. Exclusion, rigidity and self-righteousness marks those opposed to Jesus and his preaching of the kingdom of God. On a human level, there is the tension between preservation and innovation, between safety and adventure, between tradition and progress. Jesus lifts us beyond those tensions by drawing us into belonging, divine belonging. That joy being the starting point for the balancing of preservation and innovation, safety and adventure, tradition and progress. Belonging to the family of the divine shepherd, whose words and promise echo through the ages. With shepherd's crook, O Lord, lead your people to pasture, the flock that is your heritage. living confined in a forest with meadowland all around. Let them pasture in Bashan and Gilead as in the days of old, as in the days when you came out of Egypt. Grant us to see wonders. What God can compare with you? Taking fault away, pardoning crime, not cherishing anger forever, but delighting in showing mercy. Once more, have pity on us. Tread down our faults to the bottom of the sea. What God can compare with you? Taking fault away, pardoning crime, not cherishing anger forever, but delighting in showing mercy. Once more, have pity on us. Tread down our faults. To the bottom of the sea, throw all our sins. Grant Jacob your faithfulness and Abraham your mercy, as you swore to our ancestors from the days of long ago. Amen.